I'm going to have a very brief statement, okay, and then I'll be glad to answer questions. I really want to answer your questions more than anything, because we're getting calls from all over the place. So what I want to tell the community is that we're going to continue to be consistent with the message that we've had from day one, and that is that our involvement with Borderfest was very simple, and that is we're going to provide Borderfest with a venue, the convention center, starting March 3rd, and that was based upon a request that we received from the Borderfest Association. And so very simply, we were going to treat them as a customer, as a client of the convention center, as we do everyone else. Now, having said that, we understand how important Borderfest is, and we can't kid each other. You know, Borderfest is a very iconic festival that the entire Rio Grande Valley should be very proud of. The judge ruled yesterday, and her ruling is very clear, and that is that for now, Borderfest cannot be held outside of Hidalgo. And so I will reiterate, we were interested in trying to help the Borderfest Association have their event. So if there is no Borderfest to have, then the point is moot, and we will not have a festival in McAllen.
Did you have anything booked already, you know, so close to March?
Good question. Remember that we're the venue only, and we're providing the building. And any contract with an entertainer, celebrity, what have you, was through the Borderfest Association. We had nothing to do with that. Anything else?
Sounds good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.